Monday, June 20th, and you are listening to the DreamStation.cc video game show. I am your host, Chris, and this is show number 10. If you have questions, comments, or feedback, send us an email at videogameshow@dreamstation.cc, and be sure to check out the website, www.dreamstation.cc, for video game news reviews. Today, we have Keith with us.
Greetings.
And we have Bob.
Good evening.
Today, we will be talking about the World of Warcraft hitting a landmark, Video Game Movie Week, Fat Lazy Kids Love Video Games, more GameStop shenanigans, the Battlefield 2 news, Hideo Kojima's diet.
That's what? Important.
It'll make sense.
I can't wait to hear this one.
I'm being witty with my news titles here. The forum topic.
Okay.
And we got a triple pack of Nintendo reviews. We got Donkey Konga 1 for the GameCube.
Oh, well, you're going to say triple bypass. We got triple bypass. The consequence of his diet.
Yeah.
We'll get to that.
We got Donkey Konga. We got Mario Golf. And last but not least, Mario Tennis, all for the GameCube. Okay.
Next topic.
Jumping right into the housekeeping portion here. I had forgot to mention it last week, but DVD Decryptor was shut down. And what I wanted to mention was, if you use DVD Decryptor, shut off your auto-update feature. The new company took over the website. It's rumored to be Macrovision. Potentially, they could keep your IP address. And, I mean, I don't know what they're going to do with it, but why mess with it? Better safe than sorry.
Next topic.
We went to see Batman on Saturday. Batman Begins. The movie is pretty awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good. A+ and all that.
It was a little bit claustrophobic, the way that they had the fighting. It was a little dark as far as lighting goes. It was hard to see what was going on, especially since Batman is all in black and he's fighting ninjas, so you couldn't really tell whose elbow was being thrown about. It was probably the best superhero movie I've seen. I did get a chance to play in the store a little bit, the Batman Begins video game. Not so good. Very repetitive. I mean, I only played it for 5 or 10 minutes, and that was about all I wanted to play it. Yeah, it's a big, big shock to everyone that a game based on a movie sucks. Try to be like Splinter Cell, where Batman has optic wires, and he runs them under the door, and, you know, before he kicks the door in, he can look underneath the door and see who's back there. It's got your basic combos where you're punching, kicking, and blocking. It tries to get this whole intimidation and interrogation factor in there, where you grab an enemy, and you can lift him up and interrogate him. Unfortunately, interrogating him consists of punching him in the face over and over until he tells you what you're trying to hear.
So that would be my method of interrogating
him up.
Well, anytime
you tell me what you want? No. Punch in the face. You gonna tell me what I want? No. Punch him in the face.
And while that may be true, that's not the funnest type of thing to be playing. Just,
but it's real, man.
Anytime a video game touts interrogations, I just have to compare it to The Punisher, where, I mean, you're dunking guys' faces into, like, electric eel tanks, and you're cutting their faces off with bandsaws. Yeah, I mean, it just doesn't... I'm sorry, Batman, it doesn't... Punching Joey in the face over and over isn't going to cut it for me to play it.
Next topic.
World of Warcraft hit a landmark last week. They have 2 million players plus worldwide, which is actually...
Oh, I thought it was the most babies dead by neglect.
Funny you should say that, because in Korea, a pair of 29-year-old parents let their 4-year-old baby die. They put the baby in the house, and they went up the road to the internet cafe, then continued to play World of Warcraft for about 5 hours. When they returned, the baby was dead face down in the apartment.
You know, sometimes you got to get that instance in. You got to finish that adventure.
Yeah. Only 2 more Hearts of the Wild. I mean, the baby can wait, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're not going to go into some of the weird things that those Koreans do with their online gaming. So. It's just... So, yeah, 2 million players and most babies dead from neglect all in the same week. Way to go, Blizzard.
Well, actually, I don't know if you should say that fact, because we don't know if that's true or not. EverQuest has been around a lot longer, I'm sure, just for the length of it, they've had more people die from neglect.
More babies have died from neglect.
I'll tell you what, if someone poses on the forum complaining that they know of a different game that has more babies dead in a week, let me know. Drop me an email.
In a week? All right.
Moving on.
Next topic.
From baby deaths to horrible video game movies. 2 more Resident Evil movies were announced. Mila Jovovich was signed on. Vin Diesel will be playing Agent 47 in the Hitman movie.
Hitman gets a movie?
Yes.
Whatever. Okay. Fantastic. Good for him.
Why do they just pick movie? Who decides what games are being made into a movie?
That Uwe Boll guy has snatched up tons and tons of different movie licenses. I mean, we read them off, I think, last week or the week before, but...
Yeah, I think
yeah,
I remember.
They're,
I mean, there's lots of video games that can make very epic movies. Why Hitman?
Postal, where you're a crazy person and you can shoot everything and then pee on the dead bodies. That is going to be made into a movie as well.
I don't even know what that is.
It's a movie. Isn't it called Falling Down?
Uwe Boll is the one trying to do the Postal movie here, so... Ever since we released Postal 2 over a year ago, we've been contacted by folks interested in making a Postal movie, said Vince Desi, the CEO of Running With Scissors, the company that put out Postal. Your game sucks, and congratulations, now your director sucks. Good luck with the project.
That's the winner all around.
And finally, the last movie video game news for the week. That's, I don't know what happened this week, but all these video games were announced that they were becoming movies. Dead or Alive, the booby jiggling chick video game with the fighting, is going to be made into a movie. I'm going to rattle off a couple of these names, none of which I know at all. Jamie Presley from Not Another Teen Movie, some pop star named Holly Valance from National Lampoon's Pledge This, never even heard of it, Devin A-O-K-I, OK from Sin City, Sarah Carter, Final Destination 2, blah, 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 Eric Roberts, National Security, and Spun. Maybe I'm out of the loop, I'm not up on my pop culture, I've never heard of any of those people.
You never heard of Eric Roberts?
Eric Roberts. See, he sounded familiar, but... So, Dead or Alive, I mean, the whole premise of Dead or Alive, they turn it into the beach volleyball, you got hot chicks jiggling around everywhere. I'm assuming none of these women have breasts large enough to actually play the part, so it's a failure in my book.
Well, all right then.
All right then.
Oh, I just said what everyone's thinking.
Actually, I was thinking ham sandwich. Ooh! Ooh!
There it is! Ding! We need to, maybe what we can do is come up with a theme, like a little theme music or something. Like when somebody says ham sandwich, I put a little ham sandwich, Sam, you know.
Yeah, like that way, that would be perfect.
Next topic.
Fat lazy kids love video games.
Yes, we do.
A California elementary school is going to be using the PS2 iToy and the PlayStation 2 Dance Dance Revolution mats in gym class. They're going to supplement. They're going to supplement that with children's exercise centers that they're allowed to play Dance Dance Revolution outside of the school as well. I just think that this is very, very sad where you can't get kids in gym class to move around. You have to bring in a PlayStation and hook it up to get them to run around. That's just pathetic.
Oh, my God.
At least I really didn't get lazy till like I stopped playing football in college.
It doesn't help your stereotype of them. When I think of sticky, greasy kids, and then I see that it's a girl with, like, rolls hanging over and her shirt doesn't come past her belly button, but it's supposed to, it doesn't help.
It needs to.
Yeah, it doesn't help.
Oh, God, please let it come past your belly button.
Yeah. It's just sad. I'm sorry to hear that kids are that fat and lazy.
They've built up their self-esteem so much that all these little girls who are all fat and nasty think they're hot.
It is true.
Everybody's beautiful. You know what? No, you're not. Yeah. Most people aren't, as a matter of fact. Or else we'd all be actors.
There's a reason why children get picked on when they're young. It's to try to discourage them from being fat.
School officials said, hey, it would be a great idea. We'll bring the fat kids into gym class and we'll have them dance. That'll be wonderful. They'll love to dance in front of each other.
Oh, yeah, that'll up their self-esteem a lot, too, jiggling all over the place.
Do you remember the big deal it used to be for the fat kids to climb the rope in gym class? And you're going to have them do Dance Dance Revolution?
If nothing else, that'll be really funny for the non-fat kids.
You know, it's going to turn into Star Wars, kids. Someone's going to sneak a camcorder in there, and we'll all be watching Jimmy wash windows all week, you know?
I'm like going to have to, like, whip them and make them do the truffle shuffle.
That was a reference to the iToy. For those of you who've never played it, there's a game where you wash windows. So, anyway,
I was referencing Goonies.
Next topic.
More GameStop shenanigans. Great. If you go to GameStop's website, you can pre-order Zelda Revolution for $60, said to be coming out on March 1st, 2006. It's amazing that Nintendo doesn't even have hardware, yet GameStop knows the release date of a game that's in development.
Yes, well, you can still pre-order it. It will come out eventually.
So I just figured, you know, any chance we get to make fun of GameStop, we make fun of GameStop. They're the new whipping boy, so.
Next topic.
The demo for Battlefield 2 was released. I tried to play it. I actually downloaded it. It was a big, giant 500-megabyte download. And two or three of the people that I've talked to who have PCs a little bit better than mine said it's a dog. Don't bother. It needs some astronomical piece of hardware to actually run it. and it's not a whole lot different than Desert Combat. The demo was hacked. They removed the 12-minute game limit, and they accessed all of the weapons in the game. EA has promptly jumped in and saved the day by banning all of the hacked servers for 1 week. And then, of course, the community is in an uproar because they basically used their modding skills to unlock the demo. EA says they are pro-modding, just not with the demo.
Just not when it doesn't benefit them monetarily.
Yeah. Right, exactly. I mean, EA is a necessary evil. They have very good games, but they are Satan spawn. It's a shame their games are so damn good.
Next topic.
Okay, Bob, here's your topic. Hideo Kojima's diet.
Ooh, sweet.
Metal Gear Solid 4...
Wait, no.
It's going to be a PlayStation 3 exclusive. There are no plans to go to any other game system, says Hideo Kojima. Here's where he starts taking the acid. Based on the... This is him saying that based on the PlayStation 3 trailers at E3, only some developers will be able to make games that actually play in real time with those graphics. Those graphics weren't real time, so it's scary that King of the Metal Gear didn't know that. I don't know. Huh. Like I said, maybe he had too much sake that day. Then he goes on to say that Xbox 360 is very developer-friendly, and that's basically because it's Windows, so people know how to program for Windows. And he said he is looking forward to the mysteries held within the revolution.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and what? Like what the actual specs are going to be?
The mystery.
That's the mystery I'm curious of.
I just pictured him with like the Indiana Jones hat and bullwhip and the little bag of sand, and he goes and he takes the cartridge out of the Revolution and throws the bag of sand on it, and then a boulder comes rolling out of the wall and he runs away from it. Just like, dude, it's a console. What
That's
is mysterious?
Good.
Like, come on. He says, as a developer, I see the three consoles as different kinds of meals. The PlayStation 3 is a sumptuous feast for special occasions. The Xbox 360 is a fine Sunday dinner. And the Revolution is a rich, home-cooked supper.
So has this guy been hanging out with George Lucas? And, like, they've been bouncing ideas off of each other or something?
Okay, that's a great analogy. You should really go with that. Thank you, Georgia. Lucas-san.
Mr. Lucas, you need Jar Jar Binks back. He was great in the first movie.
That's a hidden character in Metal Gear 4 is Jar Jar Binks. You heard it here first.
Fact.
Well, in Metal Gear, you had to eat in the last game. You had to hunt for your food. In this game, the hunting will be a little easier because the Xbox doesn't run away, and you can only eat it on Sundays. PlayStation 3, you can only have it on special occasions. But the Revolution will be the rich home-cooked supper. This guy's smoking crack.
Well,
I don't know what else to say.
I think it would hurt taking a shit if you were eating PlayStations, Xboxes, and GameCubes. Revolutions.
I didn't really care for any of the Metal Gear games. I know, blasphemy, whatever. Acid was pretty good. It was a card game. But the other Metal Gears I played for maybe an hour because on the PlayStation 2 and on, I tried to play the game, and I popped the disc in to watch a 30-minute cinema scene. I played the level for about 10 minutes and watched another 10-minute cinema scene. And I just said, this is retarded.
And here will draw some more hate on the forums, I can almost guarantee.
Yeah.
The first Metal Gear Solid was, I liked it. It's like Final Fantasy. They're ridiculous now, and in my opinion, quite stupid games. They used to be good games. Like, Final Fantasy VII was the last Final Fantasy game I actually enjoyed. The rest were just... Oh, wow, that's pretty. I love how the game plays itself.
I mean, what you just said, Final Fantasy VII was the last good game. Dude, that's seven. So even though they didn't release half of them in the U.S., right? You've still played, like, four of them, right?
Oh, dude, I played just about every Final Fantasy game because I liked Final Fantasy. Well, I liked the premise of the Final Fantasy series, but as the systems have been getting better, the games have been getting worse, if that makes any sense.
And again, like Keith said, we're going to get all kinds of hate and death threats and mail bombs because Final Fantasy fans are some of the more fanatical of all video game
Little
fans.
Exuberant.
They're very exuberant.
Final Fantasy 1 was really good. That was where you actually got
it
to
was.
Make your own party.
And I'm not a role-playing kind of guy.
It was cool.
I don't want to read. I mean, I've already mentioned this on the show. I'm the guy that's just slamming on the button, waiting for the wizard to shut up so I can go kill more rats. I know you were a little more into it. I don't like a video game in which I can't make my guy. You know, you find some wandering vandal.
A role-playing game.
And you find him in the woods. Hey, it's me. I'm Hank. I'm going to be your fighter for this evening. You can drop me off at the inn in about 2 hours, and you can pick up a wooden tin man with a...
No, it's Final Fantasy. You pick up a Mog who rides a chocobo.
And has a flower out of his head. So stupid. Hideo Kojima's kind of crazy.
And now back to the topic at hand.
We're going to just, this is just going to be the most, if nothing else, it's going to bring about discussion. Let's say it that way.
Discussion, nice.
Don't open any,
discussion?
Don't open anything that
ticks. Yelling at us.
Next topic.
Our friends at Atari are back to their old selves. They're closing studios all over the place. Their CEO, James Capero, resigned. In the fourth quarter, they posted a loss of just over $9 million. Last year's fourth quarter, they lost $17.3 million, so they're actually doing a little better. Their profits were driven primarily by games such as Backyard Baseball for the Game Boy Advance, Retro Atari Classics for the Nintendo DS, Driver 3, sucked, Dragon Ball Z Sagas for all three systems. So when those are your heavy hitters, you got a problem. Diane Baker, the Atari executive VP and CFO, said, and I quote, "If we can ever stop shooting ourselves in the foot and start doing everything right, Atari will be a fantastic company. If Hitler would have just not killed all those people and didn't have that crazy egomaniacal scheme for world domination, he would have been a great
man. He would have been a swell guy."
See, well, this is the good thing. We're ripping on everything equally until we get to Nintendo. Then we'll skew the balance again.
I think we should actually bag Nintendo a little. We're going to need the Nintendo fanatics to hold off the Final Fantasy fanatics.
Oh, that's my puppets.
We can pit them in Final Fantasy versus Nintendo Wars.
Well, that's a good idea. That would be a cool idea for a real-time strategy game. You have armies of different fanboys for the different games. My army is losing. Quick, whip out another Final Fantasy. Final Fantasy 17. Plus to damage for the next year while they...
Increase stench potential by 50%. I haven't showered! Yay!
Yay! Another green baby just died from my neglect. Atari sucks. Nintendo sucks. Everybody sucks.
We haven't had,
you suck.
We haven't had a single good piece of news today. I mean, everything has been babies dying, Uwe Boll making more movies, fat people trying to dance in gym class. Thank you for listening to Pessimist Hour. But Batman Begins was really good.
It was a good movie.
That was the most optimistic news, and it wasn't related to video games.
And the Joker doesn't at all die in the end.
Next topic.
The forum topic, www.dreamstation.cc. On the left-hand side, there will be a forums area. Go to the general forum. You will see our forum questions. The last week's question was, do time-based exclusives hurt anyone? Yes or no? Time-based exclusives being, for example, Grand Theft Auto was just recently released for the Xbox. It was out as a PlayStation exclusive for 6 months or whatever it was. Knights of the Old Republic, same way. You know, Beautiful Joe, whatever. 56% of the people said yes, they are a factor in buying a console. 44% of the people do not care. Wet Jimmy, the amazing Australian, has said... I laugh every time I say his name.
Wet Jimmy, if I ever meet you, I'm buying you a ham sandwich, because you deserve it.
Wet Jimmy says, time-based exclusives are an annoyance, but not a deciding factor in the purchase of a console. He was happier to wait until he could play them on the better platform. What that means, basically, he's referring to Grand Theft Auto, which had a long load time and the draw distance was pretty bad on the PlayStation 2. When it came out for the PC and the Xbox, the loads were a lot faster, the graphics were a little better, etc. So, and he said the other thing was, it doesn't matter because there's always going to be other games to play, which is absolutely true as I sit and stare at my pile of about 30 games I still have to review. So, Redeema, what gets him is that they include stuff that makes the game better than the original, or vice versa. So, when he gave the example of Beautiful Joe for the GameCube was an exclusive, but then when it did come out on the PlayStation 2, it had an extra playable character. The forum topic poll question for this week will be, which Sega game system was your favorite? The Master System, the Genesis, the Sega CD, the 32X, the Saturn, the Dreamcast, the Game Gear, the Nomad, or the Pico? We haven't given Sega any love on the show, so you get love in the form of a poll question. And again, just go to the forums and I'll have the question posted by the time you guys listen to it.
Next topic.
PlayStation Portable released a 1.52 firmware upgrade. Got a bunch of things in it. probably the real reason that they wanted to upgrade was because, for those that don't know, the PlayStation...
Way to be technical.
The PlayStation Portable is being hacked. They got it so that you can run use the 1.50 firmware, and they're running emulators and everything else on it, so... PSPworld.com. Japan received its own PSP 1.52 earlier in the month, and now U.S. gamers can enjoy the fun of updating their PSPs to the latest version, reports IGN.
Updating firmware is sweet. Can't wait.
The reason that the firmware update is so fun is because there aren't any games for the system. So anytime you get to use the buttons on that little thing, it's a joy. Yay, I pressed circle. Searching for network. Woohoo! No great features have been added to the 1.52 except the ability to play UMD music in the main menu. These security updates in 1.52, however, will likely be required in American PSP games sometime soon. Reading between the lines, that means, please stop trying to hack our PSP. We just have to release new firmwares and then require video games to require that version of the firmware.
I say people of the world, keep hacking.
Next topic.
Anchor Bay, one of my more favorite movie companies because they do release a lot of horror titles, they have signed up for the whole UMD thing for the PlayStation Portable, so they too will be producing movies that nobody will want to buy on the PlayStation Portable.
Next topic.
Happy Tree Friends, looking for a publisher. Yes, the lovable Happy Tree Friends, they want to make a video game out of them somehow. So guaranteed that it will suck.
That would be awesome. It'll be sweet.
Except the game would most likely suck.
This level, you're flippy. You flip out. Hit A to flip out. What would be cool is, like, you could have the flippy level, and you'd be in the jungle in Nam, and you'd just, like, be running through killing all these people, and then it would fade into what's really happened, and you just look around, like, you know, you're
like, in the grocery
store. You're actually you're in the supermarket. You happen to be walking through the, you know, Captain Morgan's rum section with the fake palm trees and the birds.
Next topic.
So let's get into our Nintendo reviews here. First up is Donkey Konga for the GameCube. For those of you who don't know,
sucked.
Thank you for completely ruining
my review.
Fact.
Mario Tennis. Next. Mario Golf. Sucked. Next. And thank you very much. 30 seconds of Nintendo review. That's all for this week. Thank you for tuning in to DreamStation.cc. We're going to go play video games now.
Bob's one-word review. Maybe we should have that. So how was that?
Good.
Sweet. How was Batman Begins? Great.
No, dude, I'd be more...
Superfluous.
I'd be more...
Superfluous game.
That game was ridiculous.
So Donkey Konga, that's the game that uses the bongos and it plays the notes across the screen. You got to bang in the bongos or clap your hands together like a little monkey.
Dance Dance Revolution for lazy people.
This will not be in the California school system.
Don't feel like standing up. Try Donkey Konga.
Because not only will fat kids not become unfat, but the friction from their arm flab could be deadly. Look at that grandma.
Three different forest fires in Southern California.
Look at that grandma tricep flap there like a bat.
Chubby kids responsible for forest fires. Fact.
I think, honestly, I know you guys hated the game. We played it for probably about an hour.
No. You played it for half an hour.
There was four of us.
I played it.
There was four of us that played it for an hour.
Exactly. You, not me. See what I'm saying?
With friends, and, you know, Bob, we understand that you hate the game. I get it. From the altering perspective, with friends, it wasn't horrible. There was no reason to own this game if you don't have three more friends. It would be very boring by yourself, I know, because I was trying it out by myself, and I just sat back and assessed the situation and put everything away, because I was sitting in the middle of my living room on my 57-inch TV, a 29-year-old man, playing bingo on the bongo drums. Clap, clap, clap. Clap, clap, clap.
Dun, dun. Yeah.
The song's kind of
My whole standpoint on the Congos thing was Bob summed it up best when he said it sucked.
I think the worst part is the stupid controllers cost $30 a piece, and you need four of them to make the game even tolerable.
Yes, and not only are they $30 a piece, there's only three games for the Congos.
Is playing along to rehab songs that weren't that good to begin with.
Honestly, that game might have been fun if you were just drunk and stoned off your...
We were at the beach.
Pretty much anything is fun.
Everybody had matching towels. That was the highlight of that damn game. I mean, they're just...
Sorry.
Oh,
Another baby has died from neglect of playing World of Warcraft.
So yeah, the songs, they bagged. I mean, literally, dude, there was like the Donkey Kong ditty, which had like Happy Birthday to You and like Twinkle Twinkle Little Star and stuff in it, Bingo. They had some songs kind of popish. I mean, they had, like I said, Rock Lobster with the B-52s, Louie Louie.
Good Charlotte song somewhere on there.
Oh yeah, All the Small Things by Green Day 4.
Blink 182.
Whatever.
Green Day 4.
The right. Pokemon theme song, the Hungarian Dance number 5, the Turkish March, Whip It by Devo, Super Mario Brothers theme song, Legend of Zelda theme song. The problems with those two songs is that they weren't, I mean, Legend of Zelda had a whole 30-second or to a minute clip that didn't sound anything like the Legend of Zelda. I mean, it was just off in the weeds somewhere, and all of us were just looking at each other going, this is stupid. The whole, there was, what, 6 of us there, and nobody really was impressed by the Congo games. Heather kind of liked it at first, but said the same thing I did, and that the songs just weren't any good.
Well, the problem is they had to re-record all of them, like MIDI music. It's not MIDI, but, you know, sampled stuff that kept an even tempo the whole time. So even though they had the rights to the songs, it wasn't the real performers singing them. So even if you liked the song to begin with, they probably ruined it.
All right, everyone give it a score. What's your score?
Is there less than 0?
There is not.
I want to invent a form of counting where there's a number less than 0, so I have a score to give this game.
So what's the crappiest game besides Donkey Kong that you have ever played, Bob?
The Adventures of Willie Beamish.
Okay, and what would you rate that guy?
I don't know. They don't have a number that low.
So, I mean, was this better than Willie Beamish?
No. Willie Beamish didn't bombard me with crappy rehash songs I never liked to begin with.
Okay, so Bob gives it a 0. That's an all-time low.
No. I give it a number that's less than 0.
There is no number.
An accounting system that I have yet to invent.
The lowest number you could imagine. I would give it a 7 if you're playing with 4 people.
Were we even in the same room?
It was a unique idea.
Were you doing something that I didn't see? No, it wasn't. It was a unique idea when they made it in Dance Dance Revolution. Now they just had it, so there's 2 things to step on.
I absolutely do not recommend picking this game up because, I mean, if nothing else, you're going to spend $50 on the game and one controller and then buying 3 other controllers. So you're spending between $100 and $150 to play Bingo on the bongo drums.
Hey, I have an idea. Go buy a real set of bongos and learn to play different songs.
That would probably be a lot more fun.
You know, and if you're on a budget, go into the kitchen and grab a handful of pots.
Grab your friends, hit things while you're stoned. Trust me, you'll have fun.
The drinking wasn't in full swing when we were playing the game. I mean, maybe, like Keith said, maybe if you're drunk, it's better, but I wouldn't even hold my breath. So we all agree, do not buy this game. I gave it the highest score, but again, that's only with all 4 people, and you got to have the right gang. I didn't think it was going to be a great game. I thought it would be something that we would play for, you know, an hour or two. I kind of knew Bob wouldn't touch the bongos physically with his hand. I wasn't surprised by his less than 0 score. But even, like, Heather wasn't...
Yeah, that's true. You gave it a 0 and you never even played it.
I had to watch you play it, though.
For, like, 2 hours.
I was sober. So just imagine how much horrible it had to have been.
Next topic.
Let's move on to Mario Golf for the GameCube. What I thought of Mario Golf was that it's okay. It's probably one of the better golf games because I was disappointed in Lynx. And Tiger Woods was also pretty good when we played it. It's golf. I wanted it to be a little more wacky because it was Mario. I was expecting, you know, all kinds of crazy little things to chase me around and there to be weird power-ups and weird things to happen. But really, none of that was. It was pretty straightforward golf with just cartoony people. So I was a little disappointed. What did you guys think?
Yeah, I agree. The same thing. It's just pretty run-of-the-mill. I mean, it's a very playable golf game. If you like to play golf and happen to like Mario, then you'd probably like this game.
Well, I would honestly, I would take that game over the other golf games that were out there that we played, like Tiger Woods and that.
You know what, though? We only played it like twice. I don't think we used any of the alternate playing methods. We just played like golf. And then we were like, hey, this is just like golf. So, I mean, I don't know if I can really complain that heavily about it. Not like
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm not complaining. As far as golf games go, which It's a game about golf.
I'm not sure if we were in the mood to play golf games that time.
Well, what I will say is you have to unlock stuff.
Did you play it after we left?
I played it when it kind of first came out. You have to unlock them.
Does it get wacky?
You got to unlock that.
That's annoying.
So I can't even answer. So it's going to be a half review. For those of you out there that are fanboys of Mario Golf, let us know. I was expecting, like every other Mario game, it's got some kind of weird, cool, innovative thing that it's doing. We were hitting buttons and little text bubbles popped on the screen to annoy the other players. It was annoying to everyone in the room to the point where if you did that, we were going to punch you because just stop. Just stop doing that. There's no reason for it. Doesn't do anything but annoy me.
Sure.
You had extra characters and stuff. You got to unlock them. It had maybe two or three courses. You had to unlock the rest. We played in a tree where the longest hole was, you know, a couple hundred yards at most. It was like 150 yards, so everything was a par three. It was just like, you know, you're hitting branches. It was just, I agree with you. We probably weren't in the mood to play a golf game. I think it was a very good golf game. I agree with Keith in that it's probably one of the better golf games out there. So I would give it an 8 out of 10 for the Mario Golf.
I'd give it a 7 just because unlocking things is annoying.
Very much.
And when you buy a game and you want to sit down and your buddies are there, the last thing you want to do is play it for 4 hours just to get a new course.
Yep.
That's stupid.
Yep, Keith?
Especially for Nintendo. The GameCube's whole strength is the multiplayer, a whole bunch of guys in the room at one time. And when they do crap like that, it doesn't help matters.
Keith, what would you give Mario Golf score 1 to 10?
7.5.
So we were all about...
I'm not a big fan of the golf games, and the cartoony, stupid little animation things made it more tolerable than most golf games.
The horrible taste of the anchovies enhanced the flavor of the pizza.
Next topic.
Last GameCube game of the night would be Mario Tennis. Now, I really enjoyed Mario Tennis. I thought it was a very good game. I think it was probably the best tennis game out there, and that's even comparing it to, like, Top Spin and Virtua Tennis. You can do crazy things like each character has an offensive and a defensive hit where... if the ball goes past you, you can hit your little special move, and Keith was using the little shy guy, which is the little character from the Splatterhouse game, Jason Hockey Mask guy. He would whip out his little Ooga Booga stick and shoot it across the court and hit the ball. Donkey Kong would throw like a banana boomerang and it would hit the ball. So it was cool that you had like the last chance defensive move, so it made the games a little bit more interesting. After you used the move, you had to play a couple hits or whatever to build your power back up so that you could use your move again. Not too many people use the offensive moves because you needed to save it to have your defense. We didn't really hit, one thing I will say right now, we didn't hit on any of the graphics in Mario Golf because the graphics and the story and just about everything else between the Mario Golf and Mario Tennis is the same. They have gimmick courts that one of the most annoying courts is you're playing, and as you hit the conveyor belts, it moves the court around so that it makes openings in the wall, in the floor, that when you hit the ball there, it goes into the water, which I really didn't understand because I'm hitting the ball to Bob's side of the court, and he has a bunch of open spaces because his conveyor belts have moved, because I've hit the conveyor belts, so they've moved. Now there's all this open space, but when I hit it into the water, I get penalized for it. Didn't make sense. I would have thought it would have been the other way around, whereas if he's not returning the ball correctly, it's easier. So they also had plants spitting mud on the court to make it slippery and slower for you to move, and you have to step on these buttons to wash it off. Ghosts chase you around. I guess it was an all right idea, and I thought, boy, this is really cool. This really adds to it, but everybody else in the room was like, boy, these are stupid. Let's just play regular tennis with the cool little Mario, you know, moves.
Yeah, it was rather annoying.
And I agreed. I changed my mind after about two games of the gimmick courts. Would you guys have anything to add here?
When we first started playing, we only played the gimmick courts, and I thought the game was horrible and wanted to just say, all right, take it out, let's just move on. If you don't use the gimmick courts at all, it's actually the best of the tennis games.
Bob, another not a big fan of tennis games.
I mean, court games in general, just tennis, volleyball, that kind of deal, I really don't care for. I think this game felt cluttered. It was a little too bright. Like, one of the things you had to watch for was when your racket was powered up so you could use your special moves, and for a while. And the problem is your rackets glow all the time, and so it was kind of hard to tell initially when you were actually charged up and when you could use your moves and whatnot.
That's a really good point.
I think the game itself
the characters are so cartoony and bulky, and especially on the boards where, like, you had the ghost running around the screen and stuff, it felt a little cluttered. And the fact that everything was glowy, and, you know, sometimes you hit the tennis ball and that glows too, and everything's glowy, and then you gotta watch for the glowy mushroom thing on the side, and it's just, it felt cluttered to me. They could have cleaned it up a little bit.
I agree. I think that's fair. I would give this one an 8.5 out of 10. I thought it was the best of the three Mario Nintendo games that we played Saturday, and I do think it was probably better than, like, Virtual Tennis or Top Spin, which are very, very polished, very good, highly acclaimed tennis games.
I like to give this, I'll give it an 8, just because, like you said, this is kind of what a Mario game should be, where they have all of the goofiness to it, where you have the weird courts and everybody has their power-ups and stuff like that, and it's what you expect out of a Mario game, kind of like take the basic thing and change it up a little bit. I personally didn't like it, but that doesn't mean it's not a good
game. Okay, I see what you're saying. So you didn't really care for it, but you could see how others would, therefore you're going to give it an 8.
But yeah, exactly. Okay. It was well made, and like I said, the biggest annoyances I had as far as a gameplay would go is it was cluttered. It was cluttered, and the gimmick courts were annoying.
And Keith?
I stand by my statement that it's the best tennis game, and I would give it, I'd say, an 8.5.
Okay.
Just don't play the extra gadget things. Just play it like a normal tennis game. Granted, that cuts down all of your courts, but still.
You really, I think we said we had, what, one or two courts that weren't gimmick courts, right?
There were 3, I believe.
Okay.
Maybe 4.
And possibly you have to unlock it and everything.
It really doesn't matter. You really only need the one.
Right, exactly. I mean, it doesn't matter.
Just to play normal tennis.
And everything was unlocked. It seemed like all the characters were there and everything. I'm sure there's hidden stuff. There always is. But I was not disappointed when I saw, okay, here's all the stuff I got. We all tried a bunch of different guys. We had concerns, I know, initially that the fast guys were just too dominant. But I think, really, with the defensive move, even like big, slow Donkey Kong,
yeah.
I mean, it was pretty balanced, so they did a good job.
That was the thing. That was before we really figured out the defensive move stuff.
Next topic.
I think that wraps up the show for this week. You were listening to show number 10 of the DreamStation.cc video game show. Please, if you have any comments, questions, concerns, if you want to start the flaming and the fire, fanboys can send email to videogameshow@dreamstation.cc. Check out the website, dreamstation.cc, for news, reviews, forums, podcast feeds, etc. We appreciate you listening. We hope to have you back same time next week. Either of you two guys have anything?
We'll try to drink more before next show.
See ya!
Late!